This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for joining us for this press briefing on the correction officer strike. Commissioner Marticello and Commissioner Bray will be providing the briefing. There will be a brief Q&A to follow, so please raise your hand if you wish to ask a question. We will call on you and unmute your microphone. Now, here's Commissioner Marticello.
Strike is over. After 22 days of an illegal strike, the governor and I are happy to report it has now ended. In that time, we have welcomed over 5,000 correction officer and correction sergeants back, including over 1,200 today. We now have over 10,000 security staff working or available to work in our prisons across the state, and we are going to move forward with this team. After four different agreements and numerous communications outlining the potential consequences associated with this illegal strike, termination letters have been sent to over 2,000 people who remained on strike. Officers and sergeants who did not have pre-approved medical leave and who did not return by this morning 6:45 a.m. deadline have been terminated effective immediately. And while we did not meet the threshold for return to work to trigger the deal that was negotiated between the state and NYSCOBA, I'm still committed to providing some of the critical changes and benefits to my employees. To support our workforce, the governor and I are committing to honor the March 6th Memorandum of Understanding, including the HALT Committee, the 90-day HALT program suspension, the 12-hour shifts that will be maintained during this emergency as we continue our transition, 2.5 times overtime for 30 days from March 6th for all strike-related staff, the civil service reevaluation of the reallocation for both titles of correction officer and correction sergeants to be completed within 2 months, no discipline under the collective bargaining agreement, the Taylor Law penalties will remain in place. My previously issued 70-30 memorandum will remain rescinded. We will pursue legal mail scanning to ensure that we can cut off contraband coming into the system and make for a safer work environment for both the staff, volunteers, as well as the incarcerated. The National Guard will remain in place in a support position under the governor's direction. And the health insurance reinstatement will occur immediately upon the staff's return to work this morning. And to support our workforce moving forward, we're going to go even further. We will allow employees to purchase health insurance covering the full state share and employee share to the first day of the AWOL when the health insurance was terminated. We will continue to pursue the Committee on Plot Plan Efficiency, and we will maintain the referral bonus moving forward so we can continue our aggressive recruitment campaign. It's time to recover, rebuild, and recruit. I want to thank the staff that have worked hard every day of this strike. Your being there was critical through this challenging 22 days. I thank the 5,000 security staff that have returned to work. I want to thank the executive teams, both in central office and across the state, our Office of Special Investigations, and our community supervision staff, and all of our other state partners. I must recognize the over 6,000 National Guard members and thank them for assistance in operating the state's correctional facilities. And I want to thank the governor for her leadership and support throughout this very difficult time. I want to talk directly to my employees. I want you to know that I heard you. Your safety, your family, your work-life balance are important to me, and I'm committed to continue to listen to your voices as we move forward. It is time to turn the page. We'll start with a high-energy recruitment campaign, moving forward with a clear focus on stabilizing and resuming operations while ensuring safety and security in our facilities. At the same time, we're launching an aggressive recruitment and rebuilding campaign aimed at restructuring and strengthening docs. We are committed to building a dedicated, resilient workforce and attracting the next generation of correctional leaders. We will work to ensure the new department will be safer and more effective for everyone involved. I look forward to working with you on all of the challenges that we face in the coming days, weeks, months, and years ahead. Thank you.
All right, it is time for the question and answer period. Please raise your hand and we will call on you. We'll give you a moment to get your hands raised. All right, our first question comes from Brendan Lyons, the Times Union.
Hi, good afternoon. I was wondering, Commissioner, what do you estimate are your staffing levels today? I know you still have a third shift to come, but in comparison to, say, February 16th or a similar day before the strike, and does the 2,000 terminations that you're going to pursue, or more than 2,000, does that represent all of the officers believed to be striking, or is that just a select group?
Yeah, so moving forward today, we have approximately 10,000 correction officer and correction sergeants that are currently available and are working inside of our correctional facility. The 2,000 plus individuals that were terminated today represents those individuals that were still striking at the 6:45 a.m. deadline today when they had to report to their facilities.
Okay, our next question comes from Rob Gavin in the Buffalo News.
Hi, commissioners. I just wanted to be sure, did you say that the 85% that was required for the agreement to go through, did the state not meet that?
Yeah, so as I previously mentioned, the 85% trigger to enact the memorandum of agreement between the state and NYSCOBA was not met today. However, recognizing we want to support our workforce in rebuilding and moving forward, the governor and I have both committed to enacting a number of those revisions that were in my March 6th memorandum of agreement, as well as components that came from the agreement with NYSCOBA.
Our next question comes from Sarah Taddeo in Gannett.
Yes, hi, Commissioner. So the 85% threshold was not met. Can you tell us percentage-wise what you have back of your full pre-strike workforce at this point?
It's a lower percentage than the 85, so it's about 10,000 employees, as I mentioned, out of the almost 13,500 that were working prior to the day of the strike.
Our next question comes from John Moss in the Post Standard.
Hi, just real quick, do you mind walking through, you're saying you lost thousands of employees today. Are you able to walk through for the employees who are still there, the impact of that?
Yeah, so today we terminated 2,000 plus employees that remained on strike. So we will maintain our prisons utilizing 12-hour shifts to ensure that people aren't working 24-hour shifts and begin to slowly reopen and get back to a new normal. And the National Guard will remain in place in a support posture to ensure that we're not running 24-hour shifts so our staff can have the necessary work-life balance.
All right, and our last question comes from Dylan Murillo, WIVB.
Hi, commissioners. So you mentioned a few things from the March 6th statements here was left out. What was left out and not included since the 85% didn't get up to there? And also with court hearings tomorrow, will you guys be continuing strikers still face legal penalties here?
Yes, sir. In terms of the March 6th agreement, that was the memorandum of agreement that I had issued, not the agreement between the state and the union. They are available on our website, so you can do a side-by-side comparison of what was included, as well as the components that were lifted from the latest agreement. In terms of the court proceedings, the Attorney General will be proceeding with those individuals named, but I would refer any questions relative to that to the Attorney General.
And that is our last question. We thank you very much for joining us for this press briefing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.